Go ahead, Evelyn.
Yes, well, if this is not election year, and I will eat my hat, the DUP, they sit down before an election. I'm sure they've sat down months and months before this. And how will we get, what's the best possible way to maximise our vote?
Well, every party would do that. You would expect a party to try to maximise their vote ahead of an election.
This is election year, and just, it really is, it's beyond belief. And I would like to ask Mervyn Storey, has he forgotten about Christian education? What's his thought on that now? Has he?
Well, you can speak to Mervyn. He's there.
Under the carpet now.
You can speak to him, Evelyn. Say good morning to him.
Good morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Evelyn.
Have you swept Christian education under the carpet now, then?
No, indeed. And if you notice, there's no intention on my part to have that the case. And I think, Evelyn, I assume you know who I am, and everybody knows that my children were educated. And I paid for it at an independent Christian school.
Yes.
So it is not a case. And I think if anybody thinks that...
Well, have you changed your mind now?
No, I haven't changed my mind. And I am quite entitled as a parent, and I exercise my right as a parent to have my children educated in the system that I believe they should be educated in.
But what about the system that Peter Robinson is proposing? Would you educate your children in that system?
Well, Stephen, what has to be done, and this is where I think a lot of people are missing the issue around it. And I said this wasn't about marginalising any particular group or individual. Let's remember...
It's about leading by example, isn't it?
Stephen, let me finish the point. The issue here is that, remember, when I educated my children in an independent Christian school, the state did not pay one penny. And for 30 years, the school that I have been...
Sure.
And my family have been associated with,
yeah,
has not received one penny from the
state.
Do
you know what, Mervyn? To be fair to you, I don't want this... I don't want to make this about your children.
No.
Because I don't think that would be fair. But in terms of you as a politician showing leadership, pinning your colours to a mast, this isn't just about money. It's about the principle of it. So
yeah,
do you think, let's take it away from your children, do you think that the Free Presbyterian Church, for example, should be part of this system that the First Minister is proposing?
I can't speak for the Free Presbyterian Church, and they...
I'm asking you to speak for you,
yes,
what
and,
you
and,
think.
And what I say is that the Commission would have to then listen to all the issues
but what do you think? I understand that a commission would be another system where you would sit down, you'd all talk about it. That's a given. We're not going to spend our time ahead of an election talking about what a commission does. I want to know what you all stand for. Do you think that the Free Presbyterian Church should be part of that system Peter Robinson's proposing?
The Free Presbyterian Church cannot be excluded the same as anybody else in the discussion that will have to take
not
place.
Not about the discussion. I'm talking about should they be part of it or not.
But Stephen, I can't say who will engage on...
What's your advice to them?
My advice to any organisation that has an interest in education is to get involved in the debate and let
us... Right. So we don't know what you stand for. We don't know what you, Mervyn Storey, stand for. But all you're going to say to the people ahead of the next election is, let's discuss it.
Yeah, well, Stephen...
So what are people voting for, then?
Well, Stephen, I think that would be an arrogance on our part if we were saying to people, we are going to exclude your views and your issues and your concerns. So I think that what we have done... And remember, Peter made his comments over a year ago when he started this debate. And some people rubbished it at the start. And there was a considerable degree of opposition from certain sectors. Now, what I want to ensure in a commission is that all those concerns from every sector, with nobody excluded, has the right to give their opinion to ensure that we move this situation forward.